Mesechtas Demai, Parak Vav, Mishnah Dalet. Yisrael Shekibol Mikainim Levi. A Yisrael that receives a field as a sharecropper from a Kain or a Levi. So he's dividing the produce by percentage with the landowner who's a Kain or a Levi. Hamaisers Labailam. Over here, everybody agrees that the Kain or Levi have the right as the landowners to keep all the Maisers or Truma to the Kain. They can keep 100% of it to themselves. The landowners can keep it at being kain, kainanim or levim, even the portion of the produce that's going to the sharecropper. And this is because, as owner of the land, they have the right to make that tanai, that condition. They have the control of it because they own the land. Until now, we discussed the standard trumas and maisers. The mission now speaks about maiser sheni, which is separated and brought and eaten in Yerushalayim. Rabbi Shmuel says, Hakartani, a villager, this is referring to someone who lives outside Yerushalayim, Shekibol Sadam Yerushalayim, that receives a field as a sharecropper to work on a field, Yerushalmi, from someone who lives in Yerushalayim. So the halach is, Maiser Sheni Sheryl Yerushalmi. All the Maiser Sheni, even from the portion of the sharecropper, the villager who lives outside Yerushalayim, all the Maiser Sheni goes to the landowner who lives in Yerushalayim. And this is because, since it's difficult for the person who lives outside Yerushalayim to take the produce up to Yerushalayim and eat it there, so it's understood that all the Maiser Sheni is going to go to the Yerushalmi because it's easier for him to eat it in Yerushalayim. The Chachamim disagree. They say, Yachol hu akartani la'alais u'la'achleb Yerushalayim. The villager is able to bring the Maaser Sheni up and eat it in Yerushalayim. He's capable of doing so, and therefore, he also wants his share, and whatever his percentage of the produce he gets, he also gets that same percentage of the Maaser Sheni. Mishnah Hay. Hamakabal zesim l'shemen. Someone who becomes a sharecropper to harvest olives off the olive trees and to make them into oil. So he's picking and then pressing and making oil out of the olives. Kishem shecholkim b'chulin kacholkim b'truma. Just like he divides the percentage of the produce, the olive oil here, with the landowner as a sharecropper, he divides the chulin, the regular part, the non-trumas and maestras part. Kacholkim b'truma, he also divides the truma that he gets, the portion of truma proportion with his portion of the produce. Even though usually if the landowner is a kain, he does not get the truma, the landowner keeps all the truma to himself. But here, even if the landowner is a kain, the worker will still get his portion of the truma to be able to give it to whichever kain he wants. And this is because generally the landowner has the right, as the owner of the land, to make those conditions and retain whatever he wants for himself. But over here, we don't see that he's working necessarily on the land. The ripe olives that he's pressing, that he's picked and pressing, they're considered already not part of the land. And therefore, the ownership of the land that the kain has doesn't necessarily give him this rights to retain the truma for himself. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, Rabbi Yehuda says, he disagrees, and he says, Yisrael Shekibol Mikainu Milevi Zeisin L'Shemen, a Yisrael who becomes a sharecropper, he receives land to harvest the olives and press them into oil, or Lamech Tzitzchar, or he's hired to sell them and take a portion, a percentage of the profit of the sales, so he's meant to be a merchant selling them. So in these cases, Hamaisers Labailam, the owner gets to keep, the owner who's a kain or a levi, the kain will keep the truma and maiser, and the levi will keep the maisers. They will be able to keep them for themselves. Even in this case, we see that as the owner, they have the right to make these conditions and retain all the trumas and maisers for themselves.